second half of the Masechta, right? The Masechta was about 120 daf, and now we're starting Samach Aleph. So first half we did the first half, now we're doing the second half. There'll be a number of flashbacks to earlier daping, as you saw in the Makaris already. But we're officially starting over here. Kohen Hedda lo Yisa Islandis. Elam ken yesh lo Yisho Bonim. Rashi, Bishop de Mitzuv al Piri of Arivia. Vodin li Yisrael. Uve Gemar Mefarash, am I not got kai? This is leading up to the next sugya of Puruvu, which we'll get to in Mitzvah, which we already spoke about a little bit in the previous map, but there are many more details coming up. Fine. Rabbi Yudah me'af apapi sheshi shabonim lo yisa islandis. Why? She's zona amura batara, a unique shita. That an islandist who cannot have children is a zona. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That seems to be saying a chidish noir of adir, which it's so hard for us to even accept given our modern sensibilities, that the only matter of marital relations is children. If there can be no children, then it's prohibited. We all know that it's impossible to imagine this completely. Tosis is already worried about a girl who's underage. We don't have underage, but what about a woman who's overage? So she can no longer have any children. It means it's going to be a prohibited. What, are you kidding? That means a woman who's hoya hova v'yia, unable to have children. As opposed to a postmenopausal woman who was hoya, was originally able, at least in theory, to have children. A ktana, who will be able to have children, right? V'chule, v'chule. But an eilis, who unfortunately is unable, k'mon t'rabi yudizik, which you don't accept, but la'alocha, she's a zona ha'amura v'tor. We right away see in the first minute that the word zona should not be used as a pejorative. How can I say it nicely? Zona is not necessarily a zoina. You catch the nuance. The word zoina in Yiddish, I'm using the Yiddish term, zoina, woman of ill repute, right? But a zona, an islandess, never, completely blameless. She was born with some major physical disability. Our hearts go out to her. We have such rachmanis on her. And then we're calling her an epithet. Calling her a zona, a zoina? No, she's a zona, not a zoina. Which means that the halacha, quanta buta, dictates that she has this category. Somebody asked me this morning in Beis Medrash, what about a gioris? Right? The next line. V'cham omrim, ein zona el a gioris, v'mashukheris, v'shenimel b'leznus. I said the last one, I can hear. But a gioris? She's a tzedekis. A tzedekis. She came from another religion and became Jewish. You're calling her a zoina? Chas v'shalom. She's a zona. She's a wonderful woman. Just get that out of your heads. It's so hard to get out of my head. We're so used to using this song as a pejorative, as an epithet, the worst possible slur that a woman could be called. No! The word zone is a term of art, a technical term in Torah HaKadosha, and has nothing to do, we'll see as we go, does not necessarily have to do with anything negative. Take a look at I assume you all have my Gemara, the Oz V'Hoda. They have Torah Hashalom, the very last source here, Zion. Almana Gerusha V'Chalola Zona Es Kol Eila Lo Yikach. Obviously, we're talking about a Kohen Gadol, but some of it applies to Kohen Hedrit as well. So again, was anyone being Almana, a Gerusha, a Chalola? No, that's nothing to do with anything wrong. So to Zona. Keep that in mind. I know it's hard to get it out of our heads. Okay, but that's very important introduction to this entire sugya, and some of these nuances as to what, if any, is the connection between an aveira, if you will, and becoming a zona, will be discussed at great length as we go. Okay, so therefore, Rabbosai, this will be ready to finish the Mishnah. Cham omrim ein zona legiores umshucheres v'shelov yasnos. Any question on the Mishnah before we proceed? Yes, sir.
I know Rabbi saying that the zona doesn't mean exactly what we think it means, but isn't a gioris that they do say that you shouldn't, there is an opinion, I think, that you shouldn't marry a gioris.
That's a different story. The Gemara discusses earlier elsewhere about you should want to have ein ashchina shorel mishpachas amyuchosos b'Yisrael. That is true, but that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with marrying a gioris. I give you my word, if you marry a gioris, you'll have a tremendous, tremendous increase in the number of mitzvahs you'll fulfill. Why?
A
V'haftim esager. Every day you're in love with your wife. You have an extra mitzvah. I don't have. My wife is born Jewish. You marry Gioris. Can you imagine that? Who's looking for mitzvahs? V'haftim esager. Every second you love your wife. It's unbelievable. It keeps ticking. The meter keeps going. Wow. So I wouldn't, everything has its upside. How many mitzvahs you can get? Wow. Okay. So therefore, this is, that's how I would respond to you, Binyamin. No other questions? We're ready to tackle Tosis, because Tosis is where the action really begins. Ein zona ela giyoris v'mishukheris. Says Tosis, afilin is gaya p'chusim yivazgin l'shonim asur mitam zona, k'di niyom aliyel dav samach amad beis, gabi iracha al-shoris v'eretz Yisrael v'chule. Who looked up the Gemara? Who saw the Gemara? You didn't have to turn the page, gentlemen. You didn't have to lift your finger. I know you're too lazy to look up to a Tosfos quotes of Gemara. You should always look it up. But here, you literally didn't have to turn it. No one saw the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara is over here, Rabbi Osei Nam Samach Amid Beis. I even put it on the Makoros, just for good measure. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi says, Amar Rabbi Shul Ben Levi, Alocha Ker Bishimim Ben Yochoi. It's about the eighth wide line. Says the Gemara, did you hear it explicitly? Or just try to figure it out from somewhere or other? Wasn't by Klala. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, this would be the inference. Irachas Tosa Beretz Yisrael. Oh, a Tosa goes, Irachas. Shekor Aleha Arar. What do you mean Shekor Aleha Arar? What is an Arar? Today we call it in our language, they Ir-Ur. We have to throw an extra vav in. That means that, you know, if you have an appeal in Eretz Yisrael, you have a psak din, and you want to appeal it, it's called an ir-ur. Yeah, that's the word that they use. If you ever learn gittin, that base, if you ever learn that mesechta, if you have orim, yiskayim b'choslam, there means that you're afraid that the get is a forgery, right? Here too, the word ir-ur means there's a rumor going around that there's something wrong. Rashi explains ir-ur, livso mishpacha so'ir, that the families of that city are not ksherim to marry Kohanim. What happened? Vishagar Rebius Rabbi Romanus. Rebbe Rabbi Yudah Nasi said Rabbi Romanus, his Talmud, Ubedoka, and he checked the city out. Guess what he found? Sure enough. Vin Umotza Ba Bas Giores Pchusavi Bas Shaloshonim Viomech. The room was a flying, because he found a Gioris or a Bas Gioris, two different Gioris on the side, who converted before less than 3 years old. And after doing this other investigation, V'chshir Rebbe Likuna, Rashi, V'chshira Hinicha Taras Balakoin. This lady, there was rumors going around, he said the marriage can continue. So you see, Klar, he's Pathik of Shimon Ben Yochai, who said what? Shimon Yochai says on top, Tanya Rebbe Shimon Yochai Omer, Giyoris says a small little, it's about the 15 lines down from the top. Giyoris pchus v'bas shaloshana v'yomechad k'sher l'kuna sh'nemar, and he brings psukim from the by Midbar, Perek, Lamed, Aleph, the sugya of the Melchemes Midyan. We're not going to the sources at this very moment. Fine. Amalei b'feirish mili. No. Rabbi Shulman Levi said it explicitly. Frank de Gemara v'mechlolamai. It's always been Michlole, you got it wrong. If you only make an inference, you got a wrong inference. What's wrong with the inference? Dilma Shani also hold the insiv. Maybe the only reason that Rebbe let it stand is because they were already married. Rashi. Michlola Mai, be Mehai Klola Shmili, the Rabbi Yaakov Mai Isle, the Rabbi Zeir, the Osve, the Kaboy Mene, the Ferish Shmili, or Michlola. He's asking, not curiosity. If it's Michlola, I'll slug you up. Why? What? Once you're married, you can stay. The Rav Rabbi Yochanan Mitavayo Bogeres Lukas 8. What's a Bogeres? What's a Bogeres, gentlemen? How old is she? Older than what? 12 and a half. 12 is a Nara. Right? 12 and a half is already Bogeres. Mukas 8, we spoke about it at some length. The earliest Bible means that she's no longer a Basula physically. But she had a, I don't know, she went horseback riding, whatever other equivalent, and then it knocked the Basula out. Lo Yisa. Who are we talking about, Rabbi Osei? Who are we talking about? By definition, you should know. Kohen Gadol. V'im nasa nasoi. Oh, once he married her, he can stay with her. So maybe over here as well, Rebbe let them stay together because it was already after the fact. What says that's ridiculous? Hachi hashtim. Vishla mahasam, the reason why a Kohen Gadol may stay with his wife, who is a Bulgaris of Ukaseit, you know why? Sofolios Bulgaris Tachtov, Sofolios Bula Tachtov. At the end of the day, she's going to be a Bulgaris and sip and be with him. She'll be a Bula, his own Bula, and be with him. So even though he married her prematurely, because he married her and he shouldn't have married her, doesn't matter, because he wouldn't reach that state anyway down the road. Fine. Yeah, but once he married, he can stay with him. Haha, question mark. Sofa Leo Zona Tachtov. Rashi Bitmia. Bisvile the Pasul Mishim's Nus Svile. Imkain Loshna Lachatchil Loshna Diyavet Asira. So therefore, it's a good inference. Because you cannot say she'll be a Zona Tachtov. In other words, that Svara doesn't apply. So therefore, make up your mind. If it would be Asir for her to stay with him, to marry him, then it would have to be a divorce. And if it's mutter to stay, it means it must be mutter to marry in the first place. Fine. So far with me? This is the Gemara, which is quoted over here in our Tosfos. And it was very strong at the end of the day. What is it at the end? The last line? He said, Allah Shubin Le, Shubin Choy. Omalei. Look what he told him. This is Rav Nachum Yitzchak speaking. Zil apik. What do you mean, zil apik? Divorce her. Velo, and if you won't divorce her, ma piknolach Rav Yaakov baridim eunach. Rashi, kolam mishamtinolach v'tapik al korchach. Will knock Rav Yaakov baridim who passed the shemini choy out of your ears. How will put you in cherim? Rabbi said, no joke here. They took their religion seriously. You're going to divorce soon, you'll be in Chayim. I have a rabbi. My rabbi said it's okay. Modern mantra. I have a rabbi. Okay, we don't follow your rabbi. You try to follow and put you in Chayim. I'm just fighting words. That's the Gemara over here, Bosai, on Samach Amud Beis. On Samach Amud Beis. We don't pass the Mishim Yochoy. Fine. I asked you to see till the end of the daf. Pray. Tanya v'chein hoyer v'shim ben yuchoy omer. Probably wondering, why did I ask you to go to the Mara Makomas, the end of the omer? Why are those last few words relevant? I'll tell you why. If you look at the top line, kivrei akum enim etamim b'yoam. Big fight, not for our discussions, especially no kohanim in the room, but big fight, do we pask in this way or do we not pask in this way? If you look at Tosis on the Samach Aleph from an Aleph, Mimaga, on the second line, Amari, in a locker of Shimon. We don't pass like Shimon Ben Yochoy. Many Rishonim say, why not? We should pass like Shimon Ben Yochoy. Big fight. It all depends upon is there a Stam Mishnah against him in Masechta Olos or Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah in Masechta Olos? We're not going into it now. But the Yam Shul Shlomo, the Marashal, on our daf says, oh, that's pshat in the word V'chein. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochoy has hundreds and hundreds of members. Why does it suddenly say over here V'chein? Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochoy Omer Kivrei Yaakov. Nothing to do with our Masechta. What's it doing over here? So here, Marashal says Pshat Yam Shul Shlomo. That's follows. Just like in our case of a girl who converted before the age of 3, if you dare pass like Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochoy, put you in Cherim, we don't follow him. So too V'chein Hoy Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochoy Omer, we don't follow him either. Wow, it's an original of the Marashal. He's going to decide like the Tosfos the Machmirim against the Rambam who's Mekil based on this inference of the word V'chein. In other words, what's the connection between these two? Unrelated whatsoever. What's going on? Right? We're both with me so far? But, never give up. The Aruch HaNer has a different pshat in the V'chein. The Aruch HaNer is one of the classical Svarim of Masechta Yevamos, Rav Yaakov Etlinger, the 19th century. And we refer to him from time to time. Here he has the following amazing association. If you look at these sources, Rabosai, look if you have the Torah or HaShalim, which I assume most of you have in our Gemaras, look at the sources of Shimon Yochoy and Samach Amud Beis. V'cholataf anoshim ashliyodim mishkav zocha hachiyu lechem b'midbar lamed aleph yudches. Okay. Now, take a look, Rabosai, in the sources, Rabosai, for Rav Shimon ben Yochai. It's all found in Torah Shalom, letter Dalit. V'temchanu michutz ha'machna shiva siyam kol horik nevich kol negev v'chol tizchatu yom shlishi yom shvi v'achatem v'shvichem. Guess what? V'midbar lamed aleph yudches. The very next pasuk. That's why the reason why I like that, because this will somewhat refute the Marshal's diyuk, the Paschal Chumra, and the Shaila of Kiryakim. Not our issue right now, no Kohanim in the room, especially not our issue, but it's a very significant matter. Halacha Lamaisa, the Rambam is Matirit, and so all the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all go to Kula, Tos goes to Chumra. The Mechab and Ramon in Yerodeism and Shin Ayin Beis, I believe, said they both say it's better to be Machab. Even if Mechab falls to Rambam, better to be Machab. Okay, just letting you know, just wanted to show you that, what the Vechain possibly means. Fine, Ramos. So now, we've seen what Tosus quoted again. From Amara on Nafsam Mechamid Beis. Vitama, Tosus is bothered by a question. How dare you call a Gioris who converted under the age of 3 a Zona? What? Why? Who? Fishabom and Aovde Kochovim Ashtufim Bezima. It's not her fault. She was born into a non-Jewish home. And the non-Jews are Ashtufim Bezima. They're immoral. And therefore the word Zona, which does have some negative coloration, Tosis is conceding that, applies to anyone who was born into through no fault of her own, the Ovdei Kochavim, and it sticks with her when she converts. Any questions so far? You have a question? For the new Talmidim, feel free to raise your hand whatever you want. And the old ones for sure. This is, yes, sir.
You said that a Begaris was a girl 12 and a half years old?
Correct.
Until what age?
To 120 at least.
Oh.
Okay. Let's go on.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Afal Gad Reperk Basu de Kiddushin Afayin Ches. Dorishlo, mikro di Yecheskel, lemar kedi islay, ulemar kedi islay. I don't know if any of you saw that Gemara. Anyone look at that Gemara? That Gemara I asked again. Both Gemaras that Tosfos quotes at the beginning were put separately on the Maamar Makos. Samach Amud Beis and Kiddushin Ayin Ches. Those who want to check your own mind, make sure, unless I make a mistake. Samach Amud Beis is line number 5, the first Gemara except for our own to be quoted. And then the very next line is Kiddushin Ayin Ches. So I didn't leave it to you to look it up on your own. I put it on the Maamar Makos Gufa. Still didn't help. Okay. So if you saw Kiddushin Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, there were a whole series of drushes based on a pasuk. Based on a pasuk. The pasuk is a remarkable pasuk, which we should, to practice what I preach, I'll read to you from Kiddushin. Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Amud Aleph, excuse me, Amud Aleph. Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Here's the Gemara. B'kula Mikra Echad Darshu. All the various Tanoim, all Darshu from the same Pasuk. Pasuk is found in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Dalet. Almono Gushal Yitcholem Lenoshim. Ki besulos mizera beis Yisrael. That's the key phrase. Your both side has only 4 words. Besulos mizera beis Yisrael. Again, besulos mizera beis Yisrael. 4 words, 4 Jews, 4 opinions. I kid you not. I couldn't make this up if I tried. What are the opinions? Let's go. Rabbi Yudah Savar. Ad is kol zera mi Yisrael. What Rabbi Yehuda say? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, look in Yevamos Rabosai, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Turn, please. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Yehuda says, where is he? Find it here. Oh. That's the last four narrow lines. Ikra Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'oma bas ger zocher ke bas cholol zocher. What does that mean? That means a child of a ger, a daughter of a ger, may not marry a kohen. Whoa, talk about a chumrah. Not like a gioris to marry a kohen. Even the daughter of a ger may not marry a kohen. How did he get that? How did he get it? So the Gemara explains, Ad the is kol zera miYisrael. Besulos mizera beis Yisrael means completely from Yisrael. This girl's father is a ger. Therefore, no, it's no good. Rashi explains, kol zera, kolomar, kol ikar, mikri zera, hakori zera, ahayna mena'av, lafuge basker zacha. Since the father's a ger, she can't. Okay, that's opinion number one. The next opinion, Rabbi Osai. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Sovar, Mizera vafilu mikta zera. Therefore, he holds that if a ger marries a born Jewish woman, their daughter may marry a Kohen. But if they're both gerim, ger marries Gioris, and have a daughter, she may not marry a Kohen. Okay? Again, the first one said, Kol Zera Miyisrael, Mitzah Zera Miyisrael. Fine. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Misha Nizru B'Yisrael. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shtei Horasa B'Kedusha. Rashi says, in order to be eligible to marry a Kohen, you have to be conceived in holiness. What do you mean conceived in holiness? When her mother conceived her, the mother had to be Jewish. As opposed to a situation where the mother conceived her as a non-Jewish woman and then converted before she was born. So this woman is not really a Gioris. We spoke about this at great length. We learned the sugya, if you remember. Muberesh and Isgaira. We'll come up again. It's the next daf on Afayin Ches. We'll come up briefly when we get to that daf. But she may no longer, nevertheless, may not marry a Kohen according to this Gemara with Rashi, because she was not conceived b'kedusha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Sovar, what means b'sulos mizera beis Yisrael, misha nizru b'suleo b'Yisrael. What does that mean? What does it mean? Shetzamchu v'garbu b'suleo misha bo l'chal Yisrael. When she turns 3 years old, as you all know, until 3 years old, it's nothing. Then Sulu will come back. Whole story. We're not going into the details. It's going to come up a few times in our sugya here in Masechta Yevamos. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's Chaza. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Four opinions, all based on four words. Besulos Mizera Beis Yisrael. Okay, fine. Closing our kedusha for the moment. Back to Atosis on Samach Aleph from Aleph. Atosis says, even though we derive it from a different pasuk, a pasuk in Yecheskel, four different views. Mikomakom, bein lamar, asira mitam zona, but also Yecheskel v'asmacha kroi. Yecheskel came along and he found a pasuk. As an asmachta, it's not a real. You think it's a real source of pasuk in Yecheskel? Ain't novi reshol the chadish. Can't. It's impossible to derive it from Yecheskel proper. So it's a zona. It was derived from certain intricate drushes, etc., etc., etc. Fun. Adkan. Let's stop here for a moment. Stop here for a moment before we get the famous kasha of Rav Moshe Mipun Taija. Very important kasha. Let's first take a look back at Rashi. We did half. He did half. It's a part of a Tosa. Let's go to Rashi. Rashi says, "Elagi yoras ha'meshukheres, the bias akum ve'evet pisola." Did you hear what Rashi just said? That the reason why a Gioris may not marry a Kohen, because the Bia with a non-Jew passels her. What's the obvious question, gentlemen? Well, she had no Bia. Documented by a doctor, she's a Basula 100%. What impression does Rashi convey? Yes?
So even less than three.
Oh, exactly. What about less than three? So Rashi is conveying an impression. It's the Bia which renders her prohibited. So, let me turn around, Benjamin. Fakert, if indeed it's the Bia, then how in heaven's name can she be usher if what? She converted before the age of three. Any Bia before the age of three is absolutely meaningless. Take a look in the Gemara, also take a look back. Nun Zion Amud Beis. Take a look. Nun Zion Amud Beis on the fifth line. Says the Gemara about Shaloshana Biomecha, Miskadeshes Bibia, Bibolech Yavim Kino, Chayavana Meshameshes Ish, Metamis Bola, Bola Echad Mikol HaPsulim Psola. But that's only when? Only Bat Shaloshanim Biomecha. But less than that, not. Right? Lomif Slim Bibia. What?
Halacha of a zona can even be meaning is it, like you said, it doesn't.
You're so right. Rashi is, you and I are right and Rashi's wrong, huh? It's 2-1.
No.
Binyamin and I against Rashi. Rabbi said, who do you back? No. Binyamin and me against Rashi. You and I are saying the same thing.
Wait, no, why can't Rashi be saying that even less than three, there's still an Isser Zona?
That's not what Rashi said. Rashi said, Ela Hagioras and Meshacheres. The BS Akum for Evid Psala.
Right. So.
It's you and me against Rashi? Is that what you're trying to say? I think we should quit now.
Yeah.
So, start with Rashi. Yes, Yitzchak.
When we say, and Joseph was saying that the lesson to you will become a zone because of the Shkube Sema.
Right.
Is that because there's like a chazak or an assumption that they had generally had enough beer, or is it because it's Tosus?
That's exactly the question. So Tosus conveys an impression that she's a tzedekis gemura. Absolute tzedekis. Tzedekis without a question. Aval pikein, it's her origin that makes her prohibited. That's the pashup shot. Rashi is the chiddush nifla. Rashi says, bias akam. How can Rashi say such a thing? Impossibility. Impossibility. How could it be? I have one answer. My answer is that Rashi only said it according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. For some reason, Rashi decided to explain our Mishnah according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. No more rejects him halacha. Take a look over here in that Samach Amud Beis. Rashi says, "Sheira Lakuna." Why, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is she okay? Lo machzakina lo kazona, because she converted before the age of three. So there's no bia took place. Even if it took place, it's as if it didn't take place. So therefore, she's permissible. That's the best I can do for the moment to explain Shitas Rashi. I can't do, frankly, any better than that right now. It's interesting. I asked you to see the Nemuka Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, everyone has a Gemara. You know how to find. Yes.
How can a child under 3 years old convert? She has no brains.
Oh! Who knows in the Shia the answer to that question? Yes. Ger kot mat bil and also das bez and mefurish Gemara ksuba shidal. We spent about a week on it. So I don't. That's brought up in the Mishnah. It's a very good question. Nemuka Yosef, please, everybody, please turn. Nemuka Yosef. It's on the Makoros here. Either page Yud Tes Amud Aleph in the old or Nun Gimel in the new. Okay? Are you asking to see? Yes.
Are you saying that Rashi passes like a Rishon Rechai?
No. Chalila. The Gemara of the Farish Fakir. Are you asking to see Upasak Rivzal. In the old Gemaras, it's just in the middle of a long paragraph. In the new Gemaras, it's a brand new sub-paragraph on the bottom right of page Nun Gimel. Pasak Rivzal, that's it, was a Gavshim Ben Yochoi. The Gemara says, Beferish, not that way. Cause of a Ritvazal, cause of a Rambamzal. This is now the last narrow line on the right side. The Gioras Pchus Rivazkim, Moshonav Yomechat Psulim and Atorah, Mishum Zona. Okay? Again, not a zona chalila, a zona. V'chein pirish bal sefer mitzvahs, smak. V'ole yofal if imasha pirisho. V'lo kamo shiksho raibizal al rambamzal. Not a way the question that the raibit asked against the rambam. We'll come to this later. It's also in the Rambam Kamos. This raibit and rambam, very, very important. We'll get to it, mitzvah Hashem. Very, very important. Okay. If you have my Gemara, there's on Os Yud Aleph, they give you the thing in full glory. Rabban Kosefer Yudches Halacha Gimel. It's on the Makaros. The Asur Mishum Zona Hiksha Raivi because of the Eino Mishum Zona Eli Mishum the Ksiven Yecheskel Besulos Mizera Beis Yisrael Achisu Bekidush Nefai Yeches Akal Nishalik. What's the Mefurash Gemara? Al Zeh Omar says in the Book of Yosef Du Maskin Ma Ramba the Kushas Arrive in a Klum. Ukvayisha Shema Magad Mishnah, Gam Kam Begemar Betosis. Amen Aleph, we saw Kavanah on the Kedasa Ramba. Yisha the Kushas arrived at Ayin Shem. Although they caught a Gemara in a Poskin Yechezka, Zasmachta! It's really based on the word Zona. Okay? Hey, Mefurish Mikan says in Mukha Yosef, the Kohen Head Yod also Bigi Yores, Afil in the Zgaya, Pchusimi Baskin Moshon of Yomechot. Right? How do you know? Rav Nachman said, divorce her all, put you in cherim. Kolomar, misham tonalach, v'tifko al korcha, says Rashi, v'kohen godol, v'imei Rav Nachman, lo havi, alma v'kohen hajit mari. It's a little tricky. The psukim in Yecheskel may be discussing the issue of what? Kohen godol. Right? You have to look in Yecheskel perek mem dalet. Yecheskel perek mem dalet is a fascinating perek. Yecheskel Perek Mem Dalet is discussing many of the halachas which pertain to Kohanim, including Kohanim Gedolim. And as we find in Yecheskel in more than one place, things don't always exactly fit in with what we have in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It's part of the problem. I'm reading you now from Yecheskel Perek Mem Dalet, it's a Haftorah for Parshas Emor. Discussing the various issues of the Kohanim. Amona Gusha Loikul the Heaven Noshim, Kim Besulos Vizera Beis Yisrael, Vamona Shatia Almona Mikoen Yikoch. What? A Kohen can't marry an Almona unless she was an Almona of a Kohen? That's not found in Chamish Chum Shetar. There's a whole tumult about it. For those who wanted to say it's referring to a Kohen Godel, can't be. It all has to do with the Suga and Samach of the base from Pinchas. Pinchas was a Meshuch Lochama. We're not going into the details. The Mugiyot, as you see from here, Klar, that it applies to a regular Kohanim and Kohen Gadol. And he favors the opinion of the Rambam over the Ravid. That's an Isser of Zona, not an independent Isser of Sul's base Shom, which is what Tosis said in the Samach Aleph, our Tosis. We got confirmation. Yes, sir.
So can we just say Rashi holds the Ravid and a Mishnah talking about Zona? So
if the Rashi holds like the Ravid, Chazer again, what does the Ravid say? There's no Easter of Zona. So what are you suggesting?
In the Mishnah's talking about Zona, so therefore it's only...
In order to be a Zona, there must be a Bia. If there's no Bia, then it'll still be awesome in a Torah, but not Midin Zona. That's what you're suggesting. Yoh has the first breakthrough of the year. Of the Zman. By the Goyimus of the year. We haven't had a Shia since December. Okay. But the issue is now a critical issue. Can there be an Issa d'oraisa for a Kohen to marry a woman, but it is not in the Torah proper? It's not Grusha. It's not Chalola. It's not Zona. It's something else. Can that exist? That's your suggestion. That according to... What, we can argue that it exists. And when Rashi says there has to be a bia to disqualify her, That means he's disqualified with the title of Zona. But there's no Bia. She's disqualified anyway, just now with the title of Zona, which could be shot in the Raivid. Right? As we just saw, we just read it. In the Raivid here in Osir Aleph. Let me ask you a question. When you read this Raivid, right? The Raivid is commenting on the Rambam, right? Clearly. That we know for sure. Now the Rambam, not everybody in this room has a Rambam in front of you. But Baruch Hashem, most of the Oz Vahada Gemaras. And the Oz Vahada Gemaras have the Rambam in the back. I can't believe it. The most important Aloch he left out. This he has, but he has Perek Yud Ches. I asked him to see Aleph through Hey. He has Aleph. He has Bay. He has Gim. He has Dal. He left that Hey. So make sure for tomorrow, Shia, you know Hey Baal Peh. We're bringing the Rambam, because it's not in your Oz Vahada. Okay? What did the Rambam say over here? Rambam says in Paraloch Gimel. On this comments the Ravid, not a zona. Question I'm asking you. Is the Ravid commenting only on Pchusim Vashkim Lashonim? Or is the Ravid commenting on the Giyores even more than Shaloshon? How do you look? I'm about to say, whoever looked at the Ravid and the Ravid, I mean, I'm asking you a question, even if you never saw the Rambam and the Ravid until now. I can still give you a comment. The Rambam says that Giyores is even less than 3 years. She's not a Bas Yisrael, Asura Mishim Zon. I read you the Lashon of the Ravid. You have it in front of you on that comment in the what's called Hagos Vitziyunim. One second. Hagos Vitziyunim on the side of the Nemuka Yosef. He quotes the Ravid. I read the Ravid myself. Now, where is the star? Everything around is the star. The star printed in the Frank Rambam is before the first word, V'chein. Not clear. Is he going on only the less than 3 years? Or is he going on Gioris Bechlal? Maybe Gioris shouldn't be considered to be a zona at all. Aye, from the Furish of Mishnah, that a Gioris is a Zona. What might one say? On both sides? What might one say?
I was going to ask you.
Okay. What might one say? Ben? What might one say? You said it already.
That
the only time a Gioris is a Zona is when?
When she's above.
When? What?
She's above three.
Not just above three. It's possible you can say it that way if you want.
When she had religion.
When she had beer, when she was Mizana. We'll see later. She had beer with her husband, that's why that's not called nus. When she was Mizana. But Pshuta. But Rabosai, if she wasn't Mizana, maybe even if she's above the age of three, the Raven holds, she's a Surah and a Torah, or maybe only different Kabbalah. It's another question. What does the Raven mean? That's a Pesuk in Yecheskel. Did it mean that it's a din? The rice of the Gedin, with the Remus Mechas, was only Din Medivri Kabbalah, it's Medivri Nevi. It's another sub question within Shitas HaRaiva. So the two questions are open in the Raiva. One, if she converted above the age of three, but she's still a Basuda physically, is that a Zona or not? And number two, in general, whatever he means, either above three or below three, if it's not a Zona, which he says it's not, is it Isa Doraisa, or Isa what we call Medivri Kabbalah, Medivri Nevi? Those are two open questions. Yes, sir.
Huge finish for the Rav. Why would the Rav go out of his way to say that even above three it's a pasuk from Haskell? Why would he be afraid to use the pasuk to say it's in the zona?
The Rav didn't have to say that. The question is, what did he mean? So did the Rav mean? So you're assuming that a pasuk, what the Rav said, not zona, he only means under the age of three.
Especially, I mean, we could say.
That's what you're saying. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong for a second. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I didn't say you were wrong. I just didn't say you were wrong. What's your question?
Why can Rashi be saying that? He's talking about chashash of bia.
Yeah.
I know he says straight out, you know, that she had bia, but why can't it be just a chashash of bia? That even doesn't make a difference whether she's older than three or younger than three.
You mean the Torah? That's a kind of a low plug d'oraisa, and the Torah says any woman is capable of bia. Is going to be usur because bia is possible. As per we have in Parashat Midyan, they all died, even though they were just royal labia. Look at the Chumash and Rashi.
I'm saying that just like how we assume that any guy that that's we assume that any guy has had beer, right? Let's say above three.
No.
We assume that the guy has had.
For the Ritva, right? I have to be honest. We should not be, you know, we should have to be very careful how we express ourselves. The Ritva writes over here on this sugya. This is the one I asked you to see. This is the last makor on the first segment of makoros. Okay, it's the Ritva. Samach Amud Beis Vaha. It's printed over here in this beautiful edition of Rav Yaffin on pages Tuf Kuf Samach Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet. The last piece of it is verbatim quoted in the Book of Yosef, as it says, because of the Ritva. He's often quotes the Ritva. Okay, but a bit earlier in that same paragraph, he writes as follows. Come on, he says. He says he doesn't understand Rashi. Rashi says, because it's bia, less than 3 years old, the bia is nothing. Right? That's the argument I showed you before. Nun zayinim at beis. So how is it possible? So how did I answer you? Rashi's going like a shimba yochoy. So what over three? Then he asks, it's based on Pesul's based on Yisrael. It's a dindor raisa. It's not a chashash shema nivola. Bio, catch this now. The bia bas gibel shonim yomechad milsa de lo shchiach yafilu begoy. Rabbi said, please, whatever we'll say about the other individuals who are not from the Jewish people, you make the say that it's so common, the chalila v'chalila, a bia when she just turned on at the third birthday present. Achmona l'sanim the things to do. We believe that a person was created to tell him, okay, it's true that when they get older, the Yetzirah takes over, but not three. They should go after 3 year olds. I mean, that's such pedophilia is a perversion on top of a perversion. The Torah is worried about that. Yes.
Is that what the first time
Tosfos
is
done?
Okay. Because he says that we do it, meaning as
in that. No, Tosfos didn't mean that. No. Tosfos meant the Shtufi Zima means that the class of individuals known as non-Jews were very much involved in immoral activities. You know, we don't want to go back too far in history, but you know, in this week's Parsha, we'd like to talk about the Parsha of Shavu a little bit, whatever we can. Okay, we're going to be yotz maybe with this. It's a short week this week, Rabbi. But in Parsha's bow, what was the Mashiach expected to learn? Expected, the Shulchan Aruch expects you to learn Chumash and Rashi every week. No Bechina. Chumash and Rashi. On your own, and your own recognizance. I may ask you about it coming up, but there's nothing official. But what happens is, it tells you the story, what happened in Mitzrayim. Ki ein bayis asher ein shameis. This week's parsha, perek yud beis, posuk lavet. How can it be? Only the Bechor dies. How can it be? Says Rashi, mitzios mizanes tachas balein. V'yodos meravokim penuyim v'olam b'choros harbe. A woman can have 5 or 6 b'choros to his father. Hey, man. So things are going on already in Mitzrayim. K'masei and Mitzrayim she'eshavtem v'losasu sh'tufei zimo. Okay, that's the category of goyim as such. They're not fingering any particular individual. If any chassidi was olam, we don't want to be taken out of context. That's what Tosfos means. Not any particular case. Okay, it's very important to understand that. Yes?
Well, even Rifflin answers for Rashi. It makes sense if she's less than three, but let's say a 20-year-old Basula.
Right? Okay. Correct. We'll get to that. In any event, so far, these are the questions against Rashi. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Magid Mishnah, which I asked you to see, in Perek Yudches, in the Chosis Surabiya, Halacha Gimel, talks about this as well. Listen very carefully. The Magid Mishnah, although his primary focus is the Rambam, as we well know, once in a while, Rashi gets in. He says as follows. He quotes the Rambam, quotes our Mishnah, that you're considered to be a Zona if you're a Gioris. The Mishnah does not distinguish Lepoli Ben Gdola Ben Ktana, Alma Mishnah Zona Sfinalu, Ubechlal Zona de Krohu, Vizeh Das Rashi Zal. The time of Mishnah, the zone of the crow, Paguma Kama. Okay? So Rashi holds like the Rambam that the Gioris is Midin Zona. Nothing to do with Bia. Peguma, because she's born to a non-Jewish family, as the Rambam spells that explicitly, Rav Osai. And the missing halacha is called halacha hey. It's not found in the Oz Vada in the back. The Rambam writes, listen carefully, Holomadata Shayna Yosa Zona Tolib Bila Shalisr. Paul Anida, Kadesha, Vechetra, etc. Is a Bias Isser, is not a Zona. Mishanisis, the Cholol, Bias Heter. And she still becomes a Zona. Venadova Tolib Pigima. Pigima. Mi Piashmu Alamdu, Shayna Paguma, Lemi Adam, also the old Bicholak Moshe Biar. So it's not that the Bias Isser. That's the Rambam he's referring to over here. In the Magen Mishnah, does Rashi hold the same way? Rashi presumably is correct. Correct. The Menchas Chinuch is, what are you kidding, Magen Mishnah? You didn't see Rashi in the Mishnah? Rashi depends upon Bia? Is he can't believe it's Magen Mishnah? He forgot the Rashi in the Mishnah. What's my answer? I gave the answer before. For some reason, which I don't understand, Rashi in the Mishnah is going to call them Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rav Shimon Yochai is under the age of 3, Rav Osai, it's okay. Right. True, it's derived in Asmachta of Nizru B'Sulev Yisrael. Rashi understands that to really mean that they're under the age of 3, if there was a beer, it's no beer, and therefore it's okay. Over the age of 3, or at least not a zone. You're right. It may not be, you all said maybe not okay, but not a zone. Over the age of 3, it's halachically a zona, because of the possibility of a bia, even if there was none. That's how the Magen Mishnah is Pshat in Rashi. And we can say that's true, the halacha lemaisa according to the Rabbanan, according to the Shimon Yochai. Might be different in Rashi and Mishnah, like Shimon Yochai. That's the best I can do. Answer the Minchas Sinai, by the way, if you want to look it up, is Mitzvah Reish Samach Vov. He has pages and pages on this sugya. And in one of them, he has the kashya against the Magen Mishnah. And the answer I'm suggesting is the Rashi and the Mishnah go under Rabbi Shimon Yochai. And the Magen Mishnah called Allah called the Rabbanu disagree with Shemayim Choy. Yes, Binyam.
Okay. We say that a Nesina and a Mamzer, right? That if there's
lives with a Jewish woman,
right? It's Pasalot Ubita, right?
She cannot marry a Kohen anymore.
What about the daughter? I mean, there's a Mandama that says that the daughter is also
the daughter is certainly not a Zona. No. So does that go up down to Yerusha? It's certainly possible.
She may be possible.
She maybe could be called in our language a chalola. We haven't discussed chalola yet, but it may be chalol.
I was wondering if we could apply that also to, let's say, by Gioris, since she's from Ode Kochabim. So any, so Gioris is the daughter of a
correct. That's what Tosis is saying. Shtufei Zima. In fact, you're a daughter of a non-Jewish, a child of daughter of a non-Jewish person, makes you prohibited to.
Rashi
didn't say that though. I use the word Bia. Bia means she came, not that relation. Oh, man. That already, we're preparing for Purim a little bit early. That to say the word Bia here means she came from Goyim. I don't think that's the word.
No, she came from a Bia of a.
Of her parents.
Right, her parents were from a Bia.
Well, let's take a look again one more time before I dismiss it out of hand. This sounds like a thumbs down offhand. Let's take a look. What does it say? Elag Yosem Shukheres. The Bias Akum, you mean that her father lived with her mother and produced his daughter, Psala. Wow. That is creative thinking. That is creative thinking. How creative can we be in this context? I must admit, that never occurred to me, such a pshat. I wonder if someone else has a pshat. I never heard of it. Sounds a little bit too radical for me, but who knows? At least it's the words fit, but I doubt that's really the shot. I doubt it. Doesn't sound right to me. Okay, Rav Osai, let us continue. Now, I wanted to ask you the question I asked you before. It was a fight in the shir. I want to take a vote. According to the rabbi, Rav Osai, who thinks that if a woman converts above the age of 3, here's the two parts. You have to vote. Everyone has to raise their hand. One vote is she's a Zona, and the Ravid only said she's not a Zona, she converted before the age of 3. And one vote could be no, even if she converted above the age of 3, especially if she's a Basula, she's still not a Zona. Okay. Who votes that that according to the Rav, above the age of three, she converts, she's certainly a zona. Okay. Who votes that according to the Rav, even if she converts above the age of three, she's still a psula, and she's not a zona? 10-1. A lot of abstentions. The 10-1 vote. Okay. Let me read you a footnote here. I ask you to see in the Ritva. Those who are new to the Shia know this Ritva is a gold mine, not only because the Ritva is so good, but the footnotes are great. But Rav Yaffa is a Chorna Levach. Vinira, says he, the footnote. The Laravid Doraisu. Not like a Milchas Chinuch. Milchas Chinuch going to the Laravid is only Bidivir Kabbalah. No. I asked that question before. He thinks it's a Doraisu. Okay. And the Rashba says so. And the Ritva in Kiddushin sounds that way, as opposed to the Ritva here in Yavamis. Ula Haravid Mavur. Catch this now. The Af Bigioris Yesem Yvaz Gimel. Ain loka mishim zona. You win, and everybody else loses. And he's right. Okay. He passes there. The footnote 8-11. He's outvoted. They're outvoted 10-2. But you know, if 10 boys against one boy last year, the 10 win. But if Yaffin votes with the one, I mean, he's not quite Rashi. But you know, it's already makes it. He has a lot of votes. Yes, sir.
Isn't the Corbin Asadel on Rosh already differentiated when there's even some of that local is still?
Very good, very good, very good. You're saying that we shouldn't blame the breakthrough on Yoel says it needs to do right, so without being a Zona, the Korban HaSanel already said it. Correct. We'll get to the Korban HaSanel as we go. Very good. That's what he says. The Meiri, he quotes, says less than 3 years old is not a Zona. More than 3 years old, she is a Zona. He has three words. The Machzakina Lok Benivala. What that means, literally, that we assume that there was a beer, but if there was no beer at all, for sure, then not. Or maybe not. Once she's royal, the beer. So the 10 vote with the Meiri. The 1 votes with a footnote on the Ritva. Now, wait a minute. Now it's already getting dicey. We have 10 Talmidim, we have a Meiri on their side. And the 1 have the footnote on their side.
Yeah. Says that,
I'm quoting it from, I looked it up, I think it says so. I'm only quoting all from the same footnote. He quotes the Meiri, has a different opinion. If the 10 are right, the Meiri and the Rav are the same thing.
Does he mention why he goes against the
Meiri? He thinks the Rav is a Beferish. Because the Rav has a star at the very beginning. V'chena Giyoris is not his owner. But the question becomes, you know, again, Sulis Mizera Beis Yisrael, the question is where that fits in exactly. In any event, that's what he says. Because on a simple level, for both sides, the opinion of was it Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the opinion which precedes Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai immediately in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Chesem and Al, says as follows. I'll read it to you again. He says as follows. No, Rabbi Yossi, excuse me. Rabbi Yossi Sava, Misha Nizru v'Yisrael. Here's Rashi. Shetei Horosa v'Kedusha. So the footnote says, according to the Ravid, whatever is derived from Mitzvot Pizera Beis Yisrael is only that and not a Zona. This is also derived, according to Rabbi Yossi, from Nizru v'Yisrael, Mitzvot Pizera Beis Yisrael. It's not come from the word Zona. So I got to understand where it's coming from. I think you're right, based on the Pashup Shat and the Ravid. The star is the beginning, but 10 Talmidim can't be completely wrong. At least they have the Miri on their side. Okay. Yes, sir.
So is it a problem that he's going against the Chum and the Mishnah? The Chum and the Mishnah say that there is a Gioris at the Zona.
Good question. How can anybody say, Rabosai, that a Gioris who converts above the age of three is not a Zona? It's against the Mishnah of Phereshus. Let's read the Mishnah again. That's a good question. The Mishnah says, Cham Omrim, Ein Zona Ela Gioris U'Meshuchveres Shidol Bilas Nus. What's the answer? No. Better answer. Yeah?
The word Zona there is referring to Pasuk, maybe?
No. Come on, guys. Guys? Guys?
She wasn't a masulet.
Correct. Correct, correct, correct. A Gioris who was Nifshla through a Bia, then she is a Zona. But a Gioris Pasula not. It's hard. You can't tell for sure not. As a matter of fact, we saw the rest of this Tosis. We'll see momentarily. We'll see momentarily. Oh. Now, let us go a little bit further. The Rambam interprets the Gemara in Ches of Besulas Mizera Beis Yisrael. Yes, yes, but it's really a Zona, as we saw in the Magen Mishnah. Where do you see the word Zona in this context? I'm asking you, Rabbi Osei, from your big Bekiyas and Shas, your extraordinary familiarity with the entire corpus of the Babylonian Talmud, where did you learn, not long ago, that the word Zona is used directly in the context of the Gioris under the age of three? I can't be testing on too much material. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We haven't learned that much. We only learned a few lines. Anybody? Correct. Samach Amid Beis. We read together. It's four lines up. Hacha, Sofa, Leos, Zona, Tachto. The word Zona is used in the context of the Gioris under the age of three. Before she Gemara, like the Rabbah begins to write it. I want to say a Chiddush Gadol. Before she Gemara, I wanted to say a Chiddush Gadol. Adrab. The Gemara is going according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we suggested before that should she convert under the age of three, she is permissible because no bia is possible. So therefore, it's arguable that what makes her into a prohibited woman, the possibility of a bia. Therefore, she has the status of a zona. So you're right. The Gemara does say zona tachtov. According to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's the give and take of the sukkah. But according to the Rabbanan, who say that what, that even if she converts less than the age of three, she's still prohibited to a kohen. You cannot apply the Z word, the Zona word, to this woman. It has nothing to do with a Bia. We're not going to call it Zona. This could be one way, assuming that the Gemara's Lashon is Dafka, Sofa Leo Zona Tafta, that's a very powerful phrase. Very powerful phrase. I didn't make up this Raya. The Magen Mishnah, man, the Magen Mishnah is the God of the door. The Magen Mishnah says this Raya. The Raya has to scurry to try to deflect it. Here's the lashon of the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah says, he says as follows. One second. He says, "Why did the Rambam say Gioris is aser? Samach Amid Beis or Pasuk Hashem Ben Yochai?" All right, and he quotes the Gemara that Motziyim Yado Mishain Sofa Leos Zona. And the Rambam holds that it's an Easter Zona, even though it's coming from Micheskel, it's only an Asmachta. Ubeferish, I'm going to be Gemara, I'm Samach. Gabi Giyor, it's Pusim Baskim Lashonim. Hocha in Sofa Leos, Zona Tachtov. They use the word Zona directly. And he also quotes the Mishnah. So the Mishnah can be referring to a case, Rabbi Osai, where she was Nibala. Okay. But here we're talking about under the age of three, back and forth. So I wanted to suggest a deflection to this proof. According, ironically, Rav Shimon Yochai is we know as the bigger Mekel, right? He's Mekel on the age of three. You've heard it from me so many times this year. So many times. Every kula leads to a chum, every chum leads to a kula. Huh? It can't be neutral. So the kula of Rav Shimon Yochai, that she's not, she's permissible on the age of three, can lead to a chumra, that she's considered to be a zona. Before she went off samach. Whereas the, we don't pass like Rav Shimon Yochai, maybe she's not a zona. That we've shot in the rabbi to deflect the proof of the Magen Mishnah from the Gemara of Samach and Beis. That's what I was thinking, a possible deflection. I hope everyone's following what I'm saying over here. Everyone with me? I hope so. Looks a little too quiet, but if you have any questions, feel free to raise your hand at any time. Oh. It's interesting. We had quoted this footnote. We had 10 against 1, and a mirror like the 10, and a footnote like, and a footnote like the 1. Our poor one man is only only has a footnote on his side. But I have another Magad Mishnah, I think may hold like you. The host on the Marama comes. Perik Yutes Halacha Vav. Then the Rambam says in Perik Yutes Halacha Vav, Kohen Abo Al Gioris Amashukhreris Chilala. If a Kohen lives with a Zona, then she becomes a Chalola as well, and the children are Chalola. Says the Magid Mishnah, this is based on Perek Yudches Halacha Gimel, that a Gioris is a Zona. Okay? Then he says as follows. Vafilu ledivrei misha sover she'ein asurin mishem Zona. Who's that? What's his name? The Ravid, Kamoshka Safti Sham, catch us now. Mikomakom, Kaven Sheisum, Miyuchad Bekuna, Evshar Shavlat Cholaman, Kamishari Sure Kuhuna. Even though it's not a Zona, not a Chalola, not a Grusha, nonetheless, the child is a Cholo. Wait a second. How old was this person who converted? The Ram says, stop. Kenabo, Konabagi Yoris. Discussing Pachos Migimel Shanim. It's not a Stam Gior. Stam Gior is more than Gimel Shanim. Nonetheless, the Magad Mishnah applies the Ravid. Mr. One. You say, we're number one. Because you have a Magad Mishnah on your side. Pasha Pshat doesn't restrict himself to under the age of three. Fishitas Arayim. Now let's add up. One. A footnote. And the Magad Mishnah on one hand. 10, and the Meiri on the other hand. Okay, so we have we chose up sides here, Bosa. Interesting shot. Interesting shot. Okay. Rav Osai, this is the opinion of Talmud Bavli. When I was looking in the Frankl Rambam, it's a great, great Rambam. On the side it says here, Mekoros v'tziyunin to the Ravid, v'chein hi b'Yerushalmi, an often Yerushalmi like the Ravid, and he quotes of Meir Simcha, Balor Sameach, Kiddush Nayin Chesem Alf. I looked it up, I have it in my house, Kiddush Meir Simcha and Shas. An often Yerushalmi like the Ravid. Whoa! How would you like to have Yerushalmi on your side? I would love to have Yerushalmi. I mean, it's no Bavli. Then Yerushalmi wins. What does it say exactly in the Yerushalmi? What does it say there? So I'll read you the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Rav Osai, that Rebbe said, not only, the same case as the Bavli. Rebbe had sent Rabbi Romanus, the private investigator, to the town. Our Gemara says, on Afsai Mechamed Beis, Rebbe was machshir. Look, take a look. Again, review. Samach Medveis. He found about Gioris Pachos Megimel Shanim. V'chshir Rebbe Lekuna. So the Gemara seems to say, as a proof, that Rav Shimon Yochai is right. The Yushalmi says, no. Even according to those who argued Rav Shimon Yochai, listen very carefully. The child is still kosher. Listen to what I'm saying now. A Kohen lives with a Gioris. It's a prohibited relationship. And the child is still kosher. How can that be? How can that be? Isn't there a general rule that if a Kohen engages in a prohibited, specifically Kohen-related relationship, the child is an automatic chalal chalal? Isn't that true?
Kids younger than three.
Doesn't matter. A chalal is from birth. Anyone born from a Kohen-prohibited relationship, by definition, is a chalal. Is that true, that statement I just paid to you? Is it true or not true? Obviously, it's not true. This is according to the Yerushalmi, it's not true. But I asked you to see a Bavli, just for your own edification. I didn't put Yerushalmi on the Makoros. It's hard for you to find Yerushalmi. So I had to give you a break. I recommend you look it up. It's in Kiddushin Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, or a Meir Simchas Kiddushin on Kiddushin Ayin Ches. But I asked you to see a Gemara on Samach Amon Aleph. Rabbo says also on the Mar Makom Hashit. Samach Amon Aleph. No, it's not on this. I think it's on the sheet. Sure it is. Samach Amon Aleph. Right here. In the next to the last line of the first segment. Rav Ashi Omar. Take a look at Samach Amon Aleph. Look at the Gemara. Rav Ashi Omar. A little less than halfway on the page. V'yesh cholo mechai ve'esei kamiflegi. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Asov v'yesh cholo mechai ve'esei. Rabbon and Sarim ain cholam echai v'yasei. What do you see from here, Rabosai? What do you see from here? That there can be a prohibited relationship which is unique to Kohanim, and afal pikein the child's not a cholam. What's the case? So Rashi says, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov loker Rabbi Elozer svirle v'lav zonehi v'lo kaima le v'lav ele v'esei d'chsev besula yikach v'ayat kohen godol. And afal pikein, despite this illegitimate relationship between a Kohen Gadol and a Ba'ula, the child is not a Cholol. So says Yerushalmi Rabosai, black on white. If a Kohen lives with, if a Kohen lives with the Gioris, the child is not a Cholol. If a Gioris is a Zona, child has to be a cholo. Must be that the Gioris is prohibited, all right, but not Mishum Zona. And often Yerushalmi like the Ravid, black on white. And I discovered it in the Frankel Rambam on the side. Give you that much big book in Yerushalmi. The same thing is found only Rabbi Simcha in his Chidushim Chidushim Anches, but the Karen Ora, one of the great Mechaber and Yavamis, is it's the exact same thing. Here, Samach Aleph Omun Aleph. Samach Aleph Omun Aleph. The question becomes, Rabosai, why did the Rambam pass against an Ofen Yerushalmi? I want you to give the answer. Yeah. Why did the Rambam pass against an Ofen Yerushalmi? Why? I gave you a hint already. Only one. Only one source that can be the Yerushalmi. Bavli. Not the Mishnah. Mishnah. Not Bavli, not Yerushalmi. Which story in our Gemara is against Yerushalmi? The same story. As Karen Ora says, our Gemara says that Rebbe's private eye, Rebbe's match only according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's exactly the reverse. That we don't, according to Pesach Halacha, which is against Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the child would have been puzzled. So the Yerushalmi is very nice, like the Ravid. But you know, as they say, my daddy is stronger than your daddy. If the Ravid's daddy is the Yerushalmi and the Rambam's daddy is the Bavli, we know the outcome. So that's the Karen Ora right here in our daf. Samach Aleph Amun Aleph. It must be a zone. And don't tell me that the Bavli holds like the Yerushalmi. That's a chayve essay. That's a chayve essay. You can't derive michlala like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because maybe Rebbe holds like the mandama naman aleph ain chol mechayve essay. extra twist that the Kerenor added. It's not the Gemara Nafsana coming out. Rabosai, we are making significant progress. Let's review before we go any further. Review a little bit. Where's my attendance sheet before? Forget that. Is everyone who's new sign it? Yes? Yes, sir.
Why did the
Raivad go against the Babli? You can't win with this guy. First, we defend the Raivad based upon Yerushalmi. Now we're saying, can't be because the Babli is Faker. It's a Keranor. How can I be against the Rambam? My Rebbe told the story, it's printed in one of his biographies, that when he was very young, his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, the Kohen Levracha, was always a Rambam, like the Briskas, always trying to defend the Rambam. And one day the Rambam and the Raivad, that's how he grew up. Like you grew up with the Jets and the Giants, he grew up with the Rambam and the Raivad. Okay?
Chicago,
whatever you grew up with, okay. Whatever. Bottom line is, He writes in one of his beautiful reminiscences that one day the Rambam and the Raivad at the Kasha, and my father couldn't give an answer to the Rambam. I started to cry. The Rav said as a youngster, "You ought to read the Rambam." Some guys cry when the Chicago Bears lose, yeah, and some guys cry when the Rambam loses. So now you know who the Gedolim are. Who the yeah? In any event. So you asked me a cash, now the Rambam is going to lose. So I don't know why my train is that the Rambam, we like when the Rambam wins. I mean, I don't know, you know the Rambam too, but yes, why did the Rambam hold like Rishalmi is against the Babli? So maybe hold like, no, the Babli is not against. Maybe the Babli works with an assumption that the reason why you need Rav Shimon ben Yochai, because it's going to go on the Mandama, that Yesh Cholol Mechai Ve'yesei. Huh? Maybe. Let me just take the tenets of the new Talmidim. I have Yosef Landy and Dov Berkowitz. Yes. And Yossi Abramowitz. Okay. And Eli Fenyus. And Mordechai Gilbert. Okay. Vakasha. Welcome to our group. If you have the tenacity to stick it out, we'll welcome you with open arms. If you feel that the other option is better for you. My bracha, wherever you go. Okay. For both sides, let's chaz. We started the Mishnah. The Mishnah said in Afsamach Aleph Amin Aleph that is a prohibition called zona. Not a zona, a zona. Alright? That applies according to the Chachamim to a Gioris and a Meshukheris, Livala Bilas Nus. What about a Gioris that's 3 years old? So Machloka Satanoi. Rav Shimon Yochai says, Mutter we pass an Asur. We have that little wrinkle that may apply to Kimra Yaakov, the Gondor, the Marashal. They often have a different shot. Fine. Rashi is the one that makes the biggest tzaras here. Rashi says, right here, on the Mishnah, Elagiores, the Bias Akum Psola. Sorry for Binyamin's incredible shot, that Bias Akum is her father and her mother from 30 years ago. That just taxes the credulity of any when we read Rashi. But the Pasha of that is a Bia of that she herself had in her lifetime. Yeah. But the question becomes, how can it be? What do you do with less than three, with the Ritmas Kasha? My answer was, Rashi only said it to Kondam Shimon ben Yochai. Why he chose to explain the Mishnah, Kondam Shimon ben Yochai, even though we don't pass in that way? It's anybody's guess. But Rashi does not always explain the Mishnah based upon a Psak Halach. So you find it in Rashi. In many places. Fine. The Raivad, we said before, this is no Isizona. It says Psulus Mizarabe. So let's do with our Mishnah. So I thought our Mishnah goes where there was a Bia, if there was a Bias Nus, and the Raivad is referring to a case where there was no Bias Nus. If the Raivad were to be limited under the age of three, it's not no Kasha. Raivad under the age of three, and the Mishnah is above the age of three, but we get that issue. We had a big machlekes from both sides amongst Talmidim here in the Shir, and we thought that based on all the evidence, probably the Rav was making even above the age of three. So therefore, we had to give the teretz that I suggested: was there a bia or was there no bia? We had a Yerushalmi like the Rav, but this Bavli itself, will tell the same story, seems to support the opinion of the Rambam. Any questions? Let's give a very quick chazar. Yes.
About the Rashi, which says B.S. Akum, why can't we say the same thing as Tosfos, Zima, Shuvim? Shuvim, Zima.
Okay. The word B.S. Akum to me sounds like it was an actual mice of B.S. Not the mere fact that what Tosfos puts it, Shtufim, Zima, which just means that they're coming from a nation that is the orphan Imar. Two different concepts. Any other questions? Yes.
What was the right in the end against the writer from South of this?
Our Gemara says that according to Rabban, the author of Shimon Yochai, the child would be prohibited. Oh, good question. It may depend upon the Girsa. Oh, here's another word. Our Girsa, what did he find? Bas Kiores Chusumi Bas Shalashonim Yomech. We have the word Bas. Look on this letter Dalit. Bas is not in the Defus Rishon, or in the Rishon. Or in Ksaviyat, you have to look at the Aruch HaNer, which I didn't look yet. Maybe the whole issue in the case of the evidence was referring to the woman herself, not her daughter. Right? But the daughter would be kosher no matter what. That's another way to get out of the Ravid. Very good. Thank you. If you take out the word Bas, then the Ravid could, you know what I'm saying? The Ravid can stand with the Bible. Very, very good. I like that. That's good. Mitalmidai Yosef Mikulam. You have to raise your hand, even if you don't exactly know what you... I'm not sure if he knows what I just said. But just always raise your hand, that's a good question. I'm always happy to hear. So we have about 2 minutes to go. We always end at... We try to end at 2:30. Give you some a few minutes to get down to Mincha. I want to just begin the remainder of this Tosfos. Hiksha of Moshe Mipantaija. And remind you, you're supposed to look for tomorrow's shir at the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, that Pei Beis, where they also quote this Moshe Mipantaija, but they also quote the Yerushalmi that we just spoke about. I'd like you to see it inside, at least in the Tosfos. The Hocha Mashma, the Gioras Asur, the Koy Midoraisi, Mitam Zona, was in Pergen Mamidin, Avod Azar, the Lamed Vav, Oma, the Bezna Shachashmo, Noi Gazu, the Abol of Eretz Kochovim, Chai Mishum Nashgaz. What's Nashgaz stand for? Who knows what it stands for? Nida, Shifcha, Koya, Zona, Pirish, Emu Kohen, Chai Mishum Zona. Why not? The Nashayu Lo Mifkari. That a man marries his wife in the non-Jewish world, and when goes near to him, he takes out a shotgun. Kayadua. Not a shotgun offense. A shotgun. Right? And she kills him. And they don't allow for their wives to be adulterers. Okay? So there was no znus. But what's the question about Moshe Pantaiser? Here we see Gioras Nisa Doraisa, where the Gemara says if she is she's still a Goya. It's only Asur Midrabanan. How can it be that when she's a Goya, she's Asur Midrabanan? Now she becomes Jewish, it becomes worse? 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 The Gemara says, yes, it's possible. Ula Baye in Tmura Chavtes, Rabbi Osai. Now, if I didn't put on the Makoros, you have a chance, take a look in Tmura Chavtes and Midbeis in the bottom. Where this Gemara is quoted, they quote according to Abaye, it's possible that when she was a Nochris, it's no Daraisa. When she converts, she becomes Daraisa. You know why? Because you can't marry a Nochris. There's no Kiddush to a Nochris. It doesn't chal. When she's Jewish, the marriage takes effect. Maybe there's only a prohibition Daraisa when there's a marriage which takes effect. We have to stop in the middle because we're out of time. And tomorrow, Bosai, at 1 o'clock, she resumes. And tomorrow at 9 o'clock, everyone in the Beis Medrash.